your Bible studies, call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're considering an issue today that I believe deserves to be viewed and reviewed and looked at and answered and responded to. Death to America. Death to Israel. Those are the chants. Free Palestine. Those are the chants. That's the mantra coming out of the useful idiots. It's filling our streets and our universities in city after city across America. If their chants were to become real, if America were to die, Israel were to be destroyed, what then? They've not given that a consideration. We'd have no religious liberties, no freedom of speech. We'd have no constitution, no Bill of Rights. What then? We would no longer be a constitutional republic. They do not realize, those that are the protesters, I believe they're anarchists. I believe they need to be charged with treason. But ladies and gentlemen, what then? No constitution, no Bill of Rights. There'd be no religious liberties, no freedom of speech. The Biden-style government would prevail. I'm looking at a headline, pro-Hamas protest funded by Biden's own political donors. Listen to this alarming article. I'll brief it for you. The pro-Palestinian anti-Semitic protest on university campuses across the nation are funded by President Joe Biden's own political donors, which could explain why he hesitates to condemn them and won't even investigate them. The article further states Biden equivocated last month when asked to react to the protest, says he condemned the anti-Semitics, but also condemned those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians, which puzzled observers. Research by the NGO Monitor and others into the donors behind the protest that turned up familiar names for the Democratic Party, including George Soros, the Open Society. It's Soros that owns and operates the Open Society Foundation, and other liberal philanthropic organizations. Biden's Department of Justice has notably refused to investigate the civil rights abuses because being committed by the encampments against Jews and journalists and others, and has also refused to consider RICO conspiracy charges against them. The reason may be that he does not want to subject his own political donors to investigation or embarrassment. Two of the main organizers behind the protest at Columbia University and others' campuses are Jewish Voices for Peace, If Not Now. Both are supported by the Tides Foundation, which is funded by Democratic mega donor George Soros, as well as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. and it is in support of numerous small nonprofits carrying out the same ideal plans. And ladies and gentlemen, you might want to know also that the Bill and Hillary Foundation, the Bill Clinton and Hillary Foundation, funded about $500,000 for these monsters on the streets saying death to America and death to Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, there are those that are saying on the Communist Network News and other networks, saying these are peaceful demonstrations. Need to just let them go. I'm looking at a headline that says, rioters have weapons, gas masks, death to America flyers, all professionally published. A high-ranking official with the New York Police Department said protesters had weapons, including knives and hammers, as well as pamphlets with death to America written on them, professionally published. For those romanticizing the protest occurring on college campuses, death to America is one of the sentiments that runs counter to what we believe in as Americans, what we stand for as Americans, and what many may have fought for on behalf of our country. Kemper tweeted, this is the writer of this article, Kemper tweeted, and if you think the words written on this piece of paper are disturbing, you should hear the vile, disturbing, hateful, and threatening words coming out of the mouths of far too many of those so-called peaceful protesters. The police confiscated from protesters took over Hamilton Hall and Columbia University. The photos showed gas masks, earplugs, helmets, goggles, tape, hammers, knives, ropes, and books on terrorism. These are not the tools of students protesting. These are the tools of agitators, of people who are working on something that is nefarious to overthrow America. Ladies and gentlemen, they're treasonous people. They are those that are simply wanting to somehow, some way, destroy. It's reading this saying, death to America, death to Israel, free Palestine. Comes out of an airhead, useful idiots, that Islam calls them. I believe I have Marshall on the line. Marshall, we have the question or comment, please.
Pastor, hello. Thank you so much. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello? Go ahead. I can hear
all
you.
Right,
go ahead.
Pastor, thank you so much for your brave stand. I agree with you fully on everything you're saying this morning about Palestine. I appreciate the books you've written about the evil that Islam is. I've lived under Sharia law in my military career in different places. And it is exactly as you say, and the cancer of that evil empire, really, extension of the old Ottoman Empire, is now in America, and it's up in, particularly in Michigan, and a few other spots here in this country. I would like just to make a couple of quick comments about why we have the problem we have now and what my own personal solution has been, and I'll try to make it very brief. Okay. I love Isaiah chapter 3 because it talks about what happens to a nation when it comes under God's judgment. I believe we are under God's judgment, but God could certainly change his mind if he would. But I believe we're under God's judgment. I think Isaiah 3 lays out the progress of how that judgment falls. And the first two or three chapters deal with the 12 or 13 things that are taken away, the biggest thing of which is good leadership of a nation. We don't have that in America anymore, and if God wills to give us Donald Trump back, maybe that will indicate there is a change. But right now, we have such an evil deep state in our intelligence community, in our judicial system. It is nothing more than the fingerprint of Satan on America. Now, when that happens, there are four things that God shows us that takes place. The very first thing is violent, disrespectful children. And that happens when men stop being men, when fathers stop doing what they're supposed to do and teach their children. We have evil, witch-spirited women that come in and give leadership to the culture, and we are a very feminized culture. And lastly, leadership takes the nation over the edge. It's where America is. Here's what my solution is, or at least for my family and what I teach them. And it is nothing more than the Shema of Israel, Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9, which Jesus ratified in Matthew 22, 34, 40, as the most important commandment. If we focused on God and what he told us to do, you know, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, John, 14, 15. Mm-hmm. If we focused on him and we understood what he was telling us, truly, we internalized it, we'd solve the problem overnight. And the last point is this. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 through 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 really nails it with respect to what we need to do to right this country. I think there's a core theology in there, among which in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, is new creation. That's an important acknowledgement. You have to be new, and your fruit will prove that when you're following Him.
That's right.
And I think if we would do as I've been doing recently for quite a while, if we start each morning with an affirmation of the Shema of Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one. You shall love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You'll teach these things. The words that I speak to you, Moses speaking to the fathers, shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. Fathers must teach the children. They have it, and we're seeing that in our streets right now. We also must understand that we absolutely, whatever the circumstances are that Paul talked about, in want, in privation, in shipwreck, whatever circumstance we're in, we still must understand that our eyes are on God. Now, the last statement I'm going to make, I was an instructor pilot in the Air Force a number of years in my career. And when we taught formation flying, one of the things that we hammered, and when was flying larger airplanes later in formation drops, it is critically important that you follow the cardinal rule, keep your eyes on lead. Keep your eyes on lead. Keep your eyes on lead. The minute you do that, you don't do that, you threaten the entire flight of aircraft. Jesus is our lead. We must keep our eyes on Him, and in so doing, we fulfill the Shema of Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one. Love Him completely with everything you've got. That would solve our problem, but we don't in America because, as 1 John 5:17 says, we're of God, but the whole world lies under the evil one. And, brother, we see it in our government today. It is demonic as it can be. And the man that leads our country right now is a wicked, wicked imbecile. Thank you.
Absolutely. Marshall, let me hold you for just one moment and ask a question. I have heard you state it before, and I believe it will be edifying for our listeners today. Explain in a capitalization form what's happening in Columbia University and others like that. What is the source? What is the professor's background? And why is it that this is now coming to fruition based on what we know as a background of those universities?
It's really simple. It's what's happened in the 30s. Two seminal events happened in the 30s. The Lambeth Conference, which was the World Episcopal Community, or the World Anglican Community, separated sex for reproduction with sex for pleasure and created this whole mess that we're in now. But the real reason that we're in this is that the cultural Marxists fleeing Hitler came to this country with their poisonous demonic philosophy, and they set up shop where? Columbia University. Columbia University, where incidentally the adjunct seminary is Union Theological Seminary, that is part of which is headed up by Adam. I'm sorry, I'm having a senior moment. By Al Gore's oldest sister, who was the sister-in-law of none other than Adam Schiff, whose grandfather, great-grandfather Joseph Schiff, was behind this group of cultural Marxists that brought their garbage into this country, infected Columbia, all the City University of New York, and other institutions in the Ivy League, and from there, partly because of what Jimmy Carter did in his administration, Department of Education, has succeeded in contaminating the intellect of most of the shakers and movers in this country, and they infect even people like the previous mayor and the current mayor of Jacksonville, who are, you know, idiots and don't understand the Marxism and the Satanism behind what's there. I don't know if that's what you wanted, but it is.
That's it, exactly.
Marxism in the 30s that we are now enjoying.
Reaping the harvest.
And I believe that we're under God's judgment. We need to repent and pray that He gives us a reprieve.
That's the key to it. Marshall, thank you so much for your insight and your wisdom. Thanks for your call. Continue to look up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Amen. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. ladies and gentlemen, if anybody were to tell you that Islam is peaceful, they do not know what they're talking about. They've not read the Quran. I'll read you a few surahs. That's S-U-R-A-H. Some pronounce it, some give it just S-U-R-A. Some have the H on it, S-U-R-A-H. And they, rather than chapter divisions, it's surahs. Surah 3151. This is right out of the Noble Quran. We shall cast terror into their hearts who disbelieve all non-Muslims. Surah 2191. And kill all non-believers wherever you find them. Kill them, such is the recompense of the disbelievers of all non-Muslims. Surah 2193. Fight until there's no more disbelief in Allah. Surah 2:16. Jihad, holy fighting, is Allah's cause, is ordained for every Muslim. End quote. Surah 4:56. Those who disbelieve, we shall burn them with fire. One other one I'll give you, Surah 4:101. The disbelievers, that is non-Muslims, are ever unto us an open enemy. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been for centuries, and it's not going to stop. It comes out of the two brothers, half-brothers, that's battling for the past 4,000 years, and it's going to continue. And Islam, through Muhammad, and that goal is for worldwide domination, and it's on the fast track for that. And the useful idiots that may be Americans, they're discovering now more and more of those in the protest movement are not even students, but are paid demonstrators, agitators, those that have come in for the purpose of overthrowing America, for the purpose of destroying the American foundation, the Bill of Rights, and everything that we hold dear to us as Americans today. Ladies and gentlemen, if this happens, these chants that we hear coming from these airheads, these have been brainwashed by the Marxist professors in these universities. If their way is brought to fruition, death to America and death to Israel, the question is, then what? And ladies and gentlemen, just as Marshall just said, we're witnessing now the eggs having been hatched. We're witnessing the fruition of what's been taught for the past 60 years in these colleges and universities, and it's coming to fruition. But ladies and gentlemen, if we lose the battle, and it is a spiritual battle, if the spiritual battle is lost, we've lost everything that we call near and dear. No Christian freedom, no religious liberties. And ladies and gentlemen, we'd have no right to self-defense, to keep and bear arms. Just as China and Iran and Russia and all other nations are today, where Christians and Christian churches and free speech is not allowed. That's where America would be. We're witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, a very, very serious persecution and prosecution of what is called Christianity today across America. And it's the Biden administration's goal. Looking at the headline, it says, Columbia Chaos. This is 100% Obama come full circle. This article was written April the 26th of this year. What you see happening right now in New York City all started at Columbia University way back in the 1980s. Obama was my Columbia classmate, this writer says, and now it's full circle back to the very roots. Columbia University is the canary in the coal mine. Goes further to say, Upper Manhattan is where the anarchy of Columbia is on display, the Jew hatred, the American hatred, the hatred of capitalism, the desire to destroy the greatest nation the world has ever been seen blessed by God. And then a few miles south in Lower Manhattan is the courtroom where a rigged communist show trial is happening to destroy the greatest symbol of everything Obama hates, President Donald J. Trump. And he goes on with an elongated article about that. It tells us, ladies and gentlemen, what we see happening. But the bottom line is, it is a demonic battle. It is a battle between good and evil. It's a battle between the Savior and Satan. It's a battle between God and government that we see taking place today. I'm looking at a headline. Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel, says, the pro-Palestinian protests tearing apart universities from coast to coast have a striking similarity. There's Hamas scarves, Palestinian flags, new blue pup tents, power tools, stacks of crisp new plywood, which students build barricades to keep out police. It is dangerous, and its dangerous slogans from the Nazis in the 1930s and 40s are repeated over and over. It's dangerous. It's dangerous when pro-Hamas agitators are advocating the overthrow of the United States of America. And it's dangerous when Iran praises the violence and says that when Iran attacks America, these students will side with the Ayatollahs. Is that possible, ladies and gentlemen? I say yes. Because we have all of these airheads in the millennial age group that have no idea of what we have in America. They have no idea of the founding fathers and the shed blood for the documents that we have today called the Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence, throughout all of our Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an example of where America is today with the Biden administration's policies, with open borders, and with the rising up and the standing up of the Islamic jihadists on a national basis. This article reads, an illegal alien arrested for kidnapping and raping a girl was given a court hearing date for 2027. Let me read very briefly one paragraph. A migrant arrested for sexual crimes has been given a date to appear before an immigration judge several years after illegally crossing the border, demonstrating how the court blockade is potentially helping criminal aliens remain in this country. Is Joe Biden to blame for this crime? Yes, he is. Local authorities confirmed that Perez Lopez entered the U.S. illegally earlier this year. In Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said in their announcement, he found his way to Florida in the end of January. But ladies and gentlemen, he raped a young girl. I think she was 11 years old, beat her half to death, and then was caught, brought before the courts. He was then chided and put on notice to come back before the courts to be tried in 2027. Now, do you think he'll do that? You think that'll come to fruition? Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that our nation, our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, all under siege today. I'm looking at the headline, says the glorification of jihad. Investigation shows UN Palestinian Agency radicalized kids to hate Israel. Another headline, how China, Obama, and Satan are now in the process of destroying America. Another headline, U.S.-based Muslim leader blames America for Gaza genocide. The article reads the comment from Hussam, the executive director of the Council on American Islamic Affairs in Los Angeles chapter, April the 26, 2024, said it is as much an American genocide as it is an Israeli genocide. He goes on to talk about that being the problem in America today, just as much in Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, it is because of a common factor. It is a common denominator. It is the Islamic jihadists that's coming, rising up to take control and to carry out Muhammad's idea and goal of global domination. It's on the fast track. And right now I'm looking at a headline. By the way, I pulled this up off the internet, and it happened to be on a Google Microsoft site. And the headline is, Franklin Graham says, Christians are under assault in America. But when I clicked to go to it, a big red screen came up. And on that screen, it said, this site has been reported as being unsafe. Microsoft recommends that you don't continue this site. It's been reported to Microsoft for containing misleading, misunderstood information that could lead you to lose personal information, financial data, and even money. Ladies and gentlemen, it was trying to prevent you from reading the article. That's what we have today that's crushing the freedom of access to information. And the reason for it is because it is a hard-hitting article by Franklin Graham. America is an imminent danger to its mockery of God, due to its mockery of God and gross immorality, said Franklin Graham. Graham warned in his commentary that the nation is on the precipices of spiritual disaster. America is in deep trouble and on the verge of total moral and spiritual collapse unless God intervenes. Just as Marshall was saying a little earlier on the broadcast when he called in, we need to turn back to God. We need to pray. 2 Chronicles 7:14, seek God's face, confess our sins, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land. Further in the article, Frank Graham says here, unless we, unless God intervenes. He goes back. The theologian asserted that there's a growing chasm between believers and those who no longer fear God. Never before have I seen such a sharp rift in the moral and spiritual fabric of our country. The cross of Christ has been the deep divide between the growing segment of our population that no longer fears God and those who follow Christ as Lord and Savior. Further in the article, Graham said, in an increasing secular society, biblical principles and values have had a lessening impact upon education, government, and politics. He said that he has lost hope for either the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. Franklin Graham asserted that it is, if the country doesn't turn back to God, God will and experience a flood, that we will experience God's judgment on a nation. Unless we repent and turn quickly to Him for forgiveness and restoration, our nation will no longer be the city on a shining hill that has helped bring the illuminating light of the biblical truth of the gospel to the world. Graham said the current spiritual state of the country, all as crystallized battle between good and evil, a battle between the cross of Christ and the dividing of the righteous and the unrighteous, between the deceitfully dark powers and evil and the liberating light of the gospel, between the virtues of godly living and the unfettered lust, corruption, debased passions of the world today. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand where we are. Let me just tie some loose ends up with some thoughts for today. We are on the fast track today, ladies and gentlemen, for the fundamental change that Barack Obama promised the world. Just as in Marxism, there are three goals, about 10 major things in Marxism, three major goals out of the three, out of the 10, there's three major ones. To divide the people ethnically, secondly, destroy the nuclear family, and thirdly, dethrone God. And we're witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, all three of those things on the fast track simultaneously. But keep in mind, Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 18, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. In verse 20, it says, if they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they've kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. Ladies and gentlemen, we're being persecuted, prosecuted as Christians today under this system that's being carried out by the Barack Obama and now by Joe Biden, that is designed to carry out the Marxist, socialist, communist agenda to destroy a nation. And these airheads that are screaming, death to America, death to Israel, free Palestine, do not fully fathom what that means if it's death to America. There'd be no more free speech. There'd be no more religious liberties. There'd be no more constitutional amendments, as we call them today, that gives us liberty in America. God gave us these freedoms. They're codified in the Constitution, confirmed by the courts, to be carried out by we the people. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
If you've ever been in a health crisis, or maybe someone in your family was dealing with one, you know it can be one of the most challenging and even lonely times in life. And in that moment, when you have a difficult path to walk, you don't have to walk alone.